Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Scrapped plans for Jeff Hardy and WWE Day 1 have been revealed. Plus, there were big title changes at NXT New Year's Evil. And we talk about the 500 biggest names in women's wrestling with Bell to Bells. For Wednesday, January the 5th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
NSK.
What? This is so sad!
Bro, I've been waiting for you guys to knock on my door for weeks. I watch NXT all the time, but dude, now that you Stallions are here, let's get down to business. I'm gonna put my shaman hat on, bro. Let's go, dude.
Come on, let's go.
That was the moment Riddle was revealed as the Shaman on NXT, the spiritual guide for MSK. Was it meant to be Riddle? No way. Fightful Select have revealed some scrapped plans for Jeff Hardy in WWE. Of course, Jeff left WWE in December after WWE asked him to go into rehabilitation. And when he refused, they let him go. And Jeff Hardy no longer a part of WWE. Fightful Select reported that Jeff Hardy was planned to have a run in NXT. Not only was Jeff Hardy factored in a lot of plans on the WWE main roster until January, he was also going to be a part of some NXT stuff as well. And it was here in Fightful Select that it's revealed that Jeff Hardy was going to play the role as MSK's Shaman. However, days before that was supposed to happen, Jeff Hardy was released by WWE and Riddle had to rush to film content with MSK in order to make that particular setup work. Fightful were also told there were numerous segments featuring Jeff Hardy that are now on the cutting room floor that has Jeff Hardy as the Shaman. Hopefully there'll be a WWE Network documentary in years to come where we may even see all of that. Until then, I guess we'll just have to imagine what that was like. I love the idea of Jeff Hardy having a short and sharp run as part of NXT. He's a guy that has so much to offer within wrestling. And we continue to wish him well in whatever he chooses to do next and whatever happens with him next. But an NXT run would have been on the cards had he stayed with WWE.
And an F5! Champion Big E.
Brock Lesnar was determined to leave day one with a championship. And as surreal as it sounds, gentlemen, Brock Lesnar is once again WWE champion.
That was the moment Brock Lesnar broke the hearts of all New Day fans around the world, pinning Big E to become the WWE champion this past Saturday at day one. That, of course, wasn't supposed to happen. We were supposed to see Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns for the Universal title in the main event, and we were supposed to see a Fatal 4-Way for the WWE Championship as well. But according to Dave Meltzer of Wrestling Observer, there were no plans for Big E to leave Day 1 with the title anyway. Meltzer says the original scripted plan for the show was for Big E to lose the WWE title to Seth Rollins, who had tested positive for COVID-19 last week. He was obviously back in time for day one. However, the championship went to Brock Lesnar instead, ironically, as a result of another positive test, this one for Roman Reigns. So Seth Rollins came very close to leaving day one with the WWE Championship. Feel sad that Big E was set to lose the belt here, seemingly regardless. And I do hope that we get another run with Big E as WWE Champion before too long.
The challenger to his feet! Blood is in the water! Champion reclining back on Ciampa. NXT title on the line.
Strong legs again on the worst. Oh,
Ciampa has to tap. Breaker is the champion.
Here is the winner by submission and the new NXT champion, Bron Breakker.
The NXT universe in absolute disbelief. Some pumping their fist, some screaming at the top of their lungs, some questioning what they just witnessed as Tommaso Ciampa now looking up at the new NXT champion, Bron Breakker.
Well, it finally happened. It was inevitable. It was going to happen any moment, and it did. Bron Breakker is your new NXT champion. He defeated Tommaso Ciampa in the main event of NXT New Year's Evil last night. He kicked out of a fairy tale ending, put Ciampa through a table with a beauty of an Alabama slam late into the game as well. He finished off Ciampa with a diving bulldog off the second rope, akin to his dad, and then used the Steiner recliner, akin to his uncle, to win the title. After the match, Rick Steiner, this is when the cameras went off, but it's on WWE's YouTube channel. Rick Steiner entered the ring to celebrate with Bron Breakker. However, WWE did not name Rick Steiner. The YouTube video in which this is shown is simply titled Bron Breakker Celebrates with His Father. So they're not mentioning the Steiner connection, even with his dad blatantly in the ring. Bron Breakker is now the new NXT champion. This was Bron Breakker's 14th match of his WWE career. A speedy elevation for Bron Breakker in NXT. Also last night at New Year's Evil, Carmelo Hayes officially unified the NXT North American and Cruiserweight Championships, defeating Roderick Strong. The titles now unified means that the NXT Cruiserweight title has been dropped. No more Cruiserweight division in WWE. What this means for the future of 205 Live is unsure. One thing that's been said to me on several occasions, because we at Cultaholic talk a lot about what will happen with 205 Live. It feels like such an afterthought of a show for WWE. Many have informed me that 205 Live is a show that's contracted by Hulu, the streaming platform in the States. And it's not simply a case of WWE just getting rid of it, because they would have to do a make good for Hulu with exclusive content. So whilst 205 Live as a thing will still exist, I imagine a retooling in some way to make it more of an NXT-esque show, kind of in the same vein that Main Event is to Raw and SmackDown. You have a show like that for NXT. It's kind of become that anyway. I think we'll see it more morph into that officially in the next week or so. Last night also on NXT New Year's Evil, the announcement was made that the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic is coming back. The 2022 men's tournament will kick off in 2 weeks' time, and the women's tournament will begin in February. I like how they're staggering them. It means that you can put more focus on each one individually. I'm a fan of that as well. I'm a fan of that. And we also found out that next week, after a confrontation at New Year's Evil, we will see AJ Styles stepping into an NXT ring. He is going to be competing once again on NXT. He made brief appearances there many years ago. He's going to be facing Grayson Waller A match that AJ wanted last night, but Grayson Waller managed to take a powder from that one, attempted to side attack AJ Styles, but Styles sent him packing with a Pele kick. They will have a match officially next week. Also next week, Zion Quinn is going to face Santos Escobar, with Electra Lopez saying that she will leave with the winner because she's attracted to success. Also, Pete Dunne is facing Tony D'Angelo in a crowbar on a pole match. Somewhere, Vince Russo just shot bolt upright in bed at the mention of a pole match. Full results from NXT New Year's Evil can be found at cultaholic.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
...2021 was a massive year for women's wrestling, and the good people at Bell to Bells are celebrating that with the first ever Bell to Bells 500. Here to talk all about the Bell to Bell 500 and make a bit of a announcement regarding the list is writer for Bell to Bells, Kristen Ashley. Kristen, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
How long can we say Happy New Year till?
Until the depression wears off, I think, right?
So for another 10 years, brilliant.
right. Until the antidepressants kick in, I think that's when we can stop.
you guys at Bell to Bells are looking back on the wrestling world through the female wrestling lens in 2021. I want to ask you about how Bell to Bells came about to begin with. So what's the story?
Sure. Well, I was the editor-in-chief for Diva Dirt for a while. And put it, I guess, frankly, is I just wasn't happy with the way the direction of the site was going. I was asked to cover things I wasn't incredibly comfortable covering, things that I felt like didn't move women's wrestling in a positive direction necessarily, felt sort of like, you know, we're reporting on relationships, which is not something I like to do. And so I left right around, so it was 2019. And then actually the co-founder, Lauren Founds, was DMing me after we left because there was kind of this exodus, people who left Diva Dirt. And, you know, she just said, like, we need to start a website. And I'll be honest, she had to convince me because I was just really tired at that point. and I said, okay, let's do it. So me, her, and then Warren Hayes, we just decided we were going to all pitch in and just start the website and really focus on empowering women in wrestling and not just report on anything.
Going into Wrestle Kingdom Night 2, and it's a really important moment in women's wrestling in Japan, as there will be a Stardom match featured on Wrestle Kingdom.
It's huge. It's huge because it's not going to be a dark match. It's going to be the second on the card. So it's not even like just the opening match. It's the second on the card. And it's huge for that region for a bunch of reasons, because it's just never been seen that they're going to be live over there. And I mean, it moves to me, at least, it seems like they're moving in the direction then Bushiroad to sort of include them in some way, give them some spotlight. They want to push Stardom to the max. And so I'm really excited about it.
There's going to be people watching Wrestle Kingdom and discovering Stardom for the very first time. Are you able to give us a little sort of a bluffer's guide, if you will, to the Stardom match, to the competitors and the people involved?
Oh, sure. Okay. I was like, all of Stardom? That is a lot.
All of Stardom? All of it from the beginning to now? No. That's madness. We'll be here all day.
Oh, that would be crazy.
But just this particular match, sure. A little bluffer's guide, if you don't mind.
Yeah. So it's just an exhibition match. So there's nothing really at stake. But it's Mayu Iwatani, who is sort of the face of Stardom. She's been there since the beginning. She's pretty well known as the name. Starlight Kid, who is from Odeo Tai, who is evil. She's wonderful. She's, I believe, the high-speed champ still. And she's pairing up with Mayu to face Tamu Nakano, who just lost her one wonder of Stardom title. And then Saya Kamatani, who is also just a phenomenal talent. And it's just a tag team match.
But who are you picking to win it, out of interest?
See, I would normally pick Mayu and Starlight. But Starlight is, you know, the thing with factions in Stardom is that they're not really like face and heel until Starlight Kid joined Odeo Tai, and then it became more villainous. So Mayu's not in Odeo Tai, so I'm not sure if she's going to play nicely. It's sort of, can they coexist, right? But I still would like to pick them just because I know how great they both are. But all four are wonderful. They picked by picking straws at a couple of shows. So
I saw the picture of the straw picking. The best way to do it.
Yeah, it's a little weird because now there's seven members of Donald Del Mondo and nobody from DDM will be in it. So it seemed a little weird to me because they're pushed so heavily.
It's the look of the drawing of the straws.
Yep. They're like, look. Yeah, I mean, I know how important it is to them. It's obviously very important then to be there, but I thought it was sort of cheeky to be like, well, it's just straws.
You're putting together a 500 strong list of the greatest of 2021.
Yeah.
Where did the idea come from to do this list? Because I know that you do stuff for Pro Wrestling Illustrated as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it started with that. And then, you know, Brian Bell over at Outsports, he does the QWI, which is for LGBTQ plus community. And then Righteous Reg, who's also with PWI, he does the Black Wrestlers 500. And we were doing the women's 150 as it increased this year at PWI. And I just, you know, we had some discussion about, could there be 500 women on a list? Like, you know, because there are a lot of readers who just don't think that there are 500 female wrestlers out there or wrestlers that are in women's divisions, because there are a few non-binary folk who are going to end up on the list. But of course there is. It's just a matter of finding it and shining a spotlight on it. And so I said, I mean, I wrestled with the idea for a couple of weeks because I was not sure I wanted to take on the project right away. But then I thought about it and, you know, it's just a really good time to start pointing people in directions maybe they weren't aware of, and they, you know, to highlight women that they weren't maybe aware existed. And I did it, and it took a few weeks, but I think it's worth it. Yeah.
Where does it start when putting together a list like this?
Well, the way that we start at PWI is we start from the top down. And so the obvious choices are, if you're depending on your criteria, right, are, you know, you go to the feds that are on TV, right? So you go to the promotions that are on television, because those are the most prestigious titles in a way. And then you go, you know, strength of competition. So then you go to like Stardom, for instance, and you go there. And I legitimately just started with all the bigger promotions, writing down all of their roster, and then spent a good week just picking from different areas. So you'll see some Mexican talent on here. You'll see a lot of Australian talent. I mean, there's just a ton of talent that I just then go watch matches, or I go hop on Cage Match, which is a godsend, or I go on Twitter. I go on Twitter and just search for people. A lot of these people, they don't even have profiles on Cage Match. And it's just a matter of like really searching for those individuals.
Is there anybody that you discovered that has really excited you who's on the wrestling, on the women's wrestling scene?
Oh yeah. There's quite a bit of, like I said, luchadoras and Mexican talent that I just had no idea really existed, because it's really hard to watch those programs over here. It's not easy. So people like Lady Shawnee and Lady Puma, all kinds of people. Sawyer Wreck, she's not Mexican, but she's on the deathmatch scene. I had no idea before that making this list, and she's amazing. She's got really great talent, fearless. Definitely go out and check her out for sure.
By the time this episode goes out, some of the names in this 500 would have already been revealed, but we're going to jump a few ahead now.
Because
you very kindly offered to reveal who has taken the number 5 spot on the 500. So right near the very, very tippity top of the list. Without any further ado, I'm going to do a drum roll here. Okay. Who has made number 5 in the Bell to Bell 500?
Deanna Purrazzo.
Way!
Yay!
Great shout. And she's one of those that has just had a phenomenal run since leaving WWE, hasn't she?
Yeah. She really did it on her own, too. You know, she left WWE, and the way she tells it is that she went to Impact. They offered her a contract, like, right off the bat, and she said, let me wait. Let me wait. Play this out before I sign anything. Let me see how I'm treated and how this progresses. And then eventually, you know, a few months later, she did, but really just got the belt immediately, lost it for like a month at the start of the evaluation period, and then for a few months after. And that's really what knocked her, like, she's number 3 at PWI. It's really what knocked her down. Plus, this list also focuses a little bit on empowering women. So there are a few women who are above her that really do a lot for women in wrestling. Not that she doesn't, but that's their, you know, main motives in life. I mean, I struggled with the top 5. Like I probably changed it like 17 times, but she deserves to be in the top 5 no matter what spot. She's incredible and really was the forbidden door for women's wrestling with her AAA title, and just an amazing talent, so skilled,
and a real icon, a real figure in the Impact Wrestling Knockouts division, which I genuinely believe is the, in terms of Western wrestling, the best women's division on television.
Absolutely, and she fit right in, and she had a spot immediately. And you know, if you've ever met her in person, she's the sweetest human being, but she kills it as a heel. She's really believable.
Where are people going to be able to find the full list? How can people reach out to you guys at Bell to Bells, and where can they find more details?
Sure. Well, my personal Twitter is at Kristen Ashley. DMs are open on both accounts. At Twitter, it's Bell to Bells. And then the list is going to be released on Twitter, simply because WordPress can be a jerk. So it's hard to fit 500 names on a website. I'm probably going to do something for those who are visually impaired just so that they can have a copy of the list. But it's just going to be all on Twitter. I'm releasing it at 100 at a time until we get to the 100. And then it's, you know, 26 through 100 will be released, and the 1 through 25 will be released. So it's going to be all week. Every day I'll release a new amount. Graphics will be released. And then we're going to have some Bell to Bell awards, which are really just, you know, the 3 of us got together and decided to make some funny awards, and we're going to hand those out. So they're not serious. Don't take them seriously, no. But they're fun.
The first week of 2022, celebrating women's wrestling of 2021 with Bell to Bells. Thank you so much for joining me today and being a part of Cultaholic. Thank you.
Thank you.
On the Cultaholic podcast feed later today, it's a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. I'm in the company of former WWE star Scotty Too Hotty. He talks about his time with the WWF as part of Too Cool. He talks about the reasons why he left NXT and what his plans are on the indie circuits. As well as that, because it's Desert Island Graps, he chooses 3 wrestling matches that he would watch while stranded on a desert island. That's on the podcast feed a little later on today. Check out the YouTube channel for the Wrestling Helium Challenge. Adam Pacitti versus Ross Tweddle, trying to make each other laugh while sucking in too much helium. It's a beautiful car wreck of a video that I encourage you to check out at youtube.com/ @cultaholic. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.